are listening to Foul Monkeys episode 80. This is
how's it going?
Ricky.
And this is Herb.
I am the debate king.
I am
Herb.
Herb, yeah. I'm the king of laziness, I know that. That's
for
what,
real. What time did you wake up today?
I woke up at 4:15.
Yeah, but what time did you go to bed?
9 in the morning. 9:30, something like that. I don't know.
Did you hear that, people? Did you hear that?
But see, I have days off during the weekday, and normally I don't work till 1 anyway, so it doesn't really matter. So put it this way. If that was on your schedule, that would be like you staying up till 4 in the morning because you work at 7. Big deal. You know what I mean? It only seems so drastic because my schedule's like way ahead of yours.
Yeah, I guess. But even on Fridays and Saturdays, I go to bed sometimes at 3 or 4 in the morning, but I get up at 10 or 11.
Yeah, but that's just weird. I don't know. I'm trying to get into the electronics section of Walmart, and they want me to work 7 in the morning, like 7 to 2 on Sunday mornings, which is good because you get paid more, but bad because there's nobody there. There's nothing going on, and you know the rest of the week, it's like I can't. You know, I either need to have Saturday off or I need to just work different hours because I can't be working 2 to 11 p.m. and then all of a sudden on Sunday I wake up at 7 in the morning and go to work from 7 to 2. You know what I mean?
Right. So. Do you want to tell everyone why there's openings in electronics? Oh,
yeah, actually, this is a very funny story. Well, this guy Chris that I know and this other guy, Eric, Chris is this guy I worked with. I don't know, we usually chill in the break room, we hang out, whatever. Apparently, he and Eric tried to steal a PSP, and they got arrested. And Chris has, like, a wife and a kid, and, I mean, it was heavy-duty news. You know, there were cops there, it was a big deal, everybody knows. They obviously got fired, and they're probably in jail, so, I don't know, it's crazy, man.
Walmart doesn't play like, when it comes to theft.
Yeah, I was like, no way. You know what I think would happen is that one of them probably stole it, and the other one knew about it, or, like, knew and didn't do anything and didn't say anything or something, so they got him, too. Because I don't think... I'm thinking it was the Eric guy, just because what I've seen from both of them, I don't know, Chris, I don't think he would do that, especially with a wife and a kid. I mean, he's got a lot to lose, you know what I mean? I wouldn't even be scared about what happens in jail or the cops at all. At all. I'd be like, oh, shit, my wife is going to fucking cut my balls off.
Right. My sister got arrested for shoplifting at Walmart.
Real?
Yeah, and she's not allowed to go into any other Walmart in the United States, but she does it anyway.
Well, yeah, like, they even know.
Well, they have, you know, they post photos of people sometimes, too.
Yeah, but those old people greeters don't know shit. my ex-friend, Corey, he got kicked out of a Fry's and banned from there, even though he worked at one.
For stealing?
For stealing. And he wanted to, like, do all this crazy stuff, and he had all these plans to, like, take Fry's down. I'm like, dude, shut up.
What?
I don't know. He's a teenager. Still is. Thank you. I don't know.
Mentally, at least.
Yeah. So before we start anything at all, I just want to say that even though Lewis... as in Ruriko, who probably doesn't listen to the show anymore, is probably going to be like, well, I'll just take my Windows Vista elsewhere and play with my own toys. I have to make fun of him, dude. Who the fuck buys a Windows Vista? It's like, I'm looking online right now. The prices are anywhere from $125 to $414, depending on whether you get, like, Home Premium or the Ultimate.
What does all that crap mean?
Home Basic.
What does that
basically
mean?
They just... it comes with different options. Some of them are better for developers and programmers. Some of them are better for, you know, just an average person. Like if my mom bought it, you know, like for XP. She got Windows XP. You know, we just have, like, I don't know. It's like Home Edition or just the regular one. But then there's Pro, and it's just, like, different, you know. It's like, put it this way. It's like getting a car, getting the SE or the LS or, you know what I mean? It's the same fucking car. They just have extra little things.
Right.
So it's better just to buy the one without all the stuff and then, you know, add it later on your own because, you know, it's kind of more expensive when they put it all together like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, dude, you never buy a car or a video game system or an operating system or anything when it first comes out. I don't care how cool it is. I mean, I'm glad friends of mine got the Wii because I got to play it. But would I buy that right now? No. Because in 6 months, it'll come with it'll be cheaper. It'll come in 10 different colors. They'll work all the bugs out, and it'll come with probably more games and, more controllers, a bunch of other features, and it'll be cheaper. So it's like, why not just wait, I know people are impatient and stuff, but it's like, I bet you a year from now, Windows Vista is going to be like $75, or I'm sure someone in about a month will find a way to just, get it. A lot of people already do. A lot of people I know already have it. And they kind of they do the thing where they have like Vista and XP, and they can switch when they boot their computer, which is smart because then you can, choose which one you want to do. But
I can
the
do that
house,
with my Mac if I wanted to.
Yeah,
if I
exactly,
wanted to boot into OS X, or I could boot into Vista if I wanted to buy it.
Right. But it's like, I don't know, you never buy something when it comes out because that's like the test run to see how many people are going to gobble it up and how all the things that are wrong with it. And yeah, I mean, they'll update it over time, but it's just like, why not just wait and get it cheaper and, then figure it out if it sucks or not based on other people's endeavors instead of doing it through yourself. But I was really happy to find that I posted on LiveJournal. I was like, people are stupid who buy Windows Vista. But I was being kind of harsh, but I just, I feel like I'm the only guy who ever buys anything that like pays attention to what he buys and like knows what he's buying and makes the full use out of it, but I was really surprised to see that a bunch of my LJ friends were like, "Hell yeah, man, I agree." And I was like, "Fuck yeah, cool."
Because they're all Mac users.
Not necessarily. I wouldn't buy a Mac when it first came out either. It's the same thing. It works with everything. You don't buy something when it first comes out. That's why Xboxes, the original ones, started people's houses on fire because the first one had a heating problem, and so did the first slim PS2s because they don't have a fan, and so did a lot of cars that come out when they first come out, they don't have a lot of time to do all the safety, testing, and they say they do, but it's like they always find something later that's always wrong with it. I mean, they always do every time. So it's like, it's better to learn by example than to be the test subject yourself, I think. Unless it's something free. If you get it for free, then fine. But I don't know, man. $375 for a new operating system that's basically just a Mac ripoff with some
Just
cool
get a new
colors and shit.
computer.
Yeah, it's exactly. So, like, my laptop is Vista. It's like ready for Vista, but it's like, I'm fine with
I was
XP,
reading
man.
even the machines that are Vista ready are still having problems.
Oh, definitely. Well, yeah, because it just came out. A lot of the it doesn't support a lot of graphics and sound cards that are constantly being updated for video games. And I'm sure there's a lot of little bugs, and it's very like a it's quite a Mac ripoff, and everybody's been talking about that too. Oh, it's such a ripoff of Mac, and it's like, well, dude, Apple's kind of started the personal computer, so anything that comes out is going to be based off that standard. So you can't really knock them for that. I mean, that's not an issue to me. I mean, Windows itself is a ripoff of the original, like Power PCs. It's definitely different in many ways, but it's like, what do you expect? I mean, you can't fucking start a OS revolution all of a sudden. You have to do what works and do what people like, or else you're not going to make money. And that's
I
what I'm
want to
sure
start an
Microsoft's
OS
considering.
revolution.
You could call it the you could call it Chubby Bear. It'd just be Chubby Bear. And all icons would be like extra big. And all the noises would be like people eating and stuff. I don't know. I'm just joking.
Speaking of bears and all that good stuff, I want to go into the iTunes reviews that we received.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Well, the first one that we got was from Ang or excuse me. Let me say this correctly if I can remember. Because they
shit.
switched their name so many times, I just don't get it.
I know, right?
Gaze Okay, or Angry Goatee, formerly known as Gaze Okay.
I'm just calling him that, man.
I'm gonna call
Gaze.
him the sign.
Yeah, the
He text messaged me today. He said, "You're calling me out again on my name." Was like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
Anyway, he left us a review and remember the contest that you were supposed to have showing like a body part if somebody got it right.
Yep.
He got it right.
Yeah, I said
It's
if anybody can tell me what's, there was a movie a couple like 2 years ago where there's a scene where a guy's like, do it, and if anybody can tell me what that's from, I'll show him a body part of mine that's not, you know, that doesn't belong to Ricky in whatever setting, you know. So what did he say?
He said, well, actually, he gave a whole, like, what do you call it, montage of the whole...
Oh, right, yeah, you read it to me. He did the whole scene, like...
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But we'll just cut it short, and it was Starsky and Hutch. Starsky and Hutch.
Right. Not a very great movie, but that was probably the funniest part of the movie, when they go to the party, and he dresses up as I don't even know what, and he's like, all right, man, do it. It's like, I don't know why, it was probably the funniest part of the whole movie. Yeah, so right on. All right, Gay's okay, because that's what I'm calling you, because I can't remember Angry Goatee. Mike, ask me for something. I will show you whatever. You know, if you want to see, I don't know, anything but balls or dick, I guess, or ass, because I don't really like showing my ass.
If you want to see his finger, if you want to see fingers up his butt, then...
Contact you. No, I don't know, you know, give me a fetish that you're into. I don't know, hands, feet, you know, nipples, I don't know, whatever. I don't mind showing whatever, as long as it's not, you know, something that's only for my boyfriend. Yeah.
So anyway, we got another review, which is probably the best review we've ever had.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
How many stereotypes can one guy embody? By Bearfax. Really monumentally awful, not to mention a disservice to the gay community in general. The boyfriend Herb actually seems like a normal, intelligent, nice guy, but the host Ricky is a total bore. Clichéd, ignorant stereotype. Here's 50 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Total waste of bandwidth.
Who's that?
I don't know, some guy or whoever on Bear... His name is Bear Facts, so I guess he knows the facts about everything, I don't know. Now, probably around
Bear necessity.
Right.
Sorry.
Probably around episode 30 or 40 or maybe even 50, I would be like really upset and like, oh my god, somebody doesn't like me. Fuck off.
Whatever, man. That's, you know? That's, it's always gonna happen, dude. I always, every time I come on the show, I think of Howard Stern. Mm-hmm. How did that guy start with fucking like 30 people at a radio company that he was working for not liking him, and now he's totally famous. I mean, everybody loves him. He has his own serious thing. He can cuss if he wants to because there's no more censorship. I mean, it's like, you know, it's great, and there's always going to be someone that doesn't like you, so, you know, thanks for the feedback, man.
I'd really like for you to email us and let us know what the ignorant or how cliched, ignorant, or stereotyped I am, because that's interesting. I want to know.
Well... I don't know. I don't think he realizes, like, we're just having fun. I mean, I get serious and stuff, but that's just how I am. But, mm-hmm. I mean, it's all in good fun. And
yeah,
just
and another thing
time.
is what episodes did he listen to?
Yeah, you know exactly.
He listened to a 50-minute show. He needs to go back and listen to, like, episodes 1 through 25, because in 4 days, 1 through 25 are gone.
Right. So even though you won't get that part of your life back, you know, there's still more not to get back. So.
So I just wanted to give a big shout out to Bearfax for thank you. We do appreciate constructive criticism here at Foul Monkeys.
Yep.
But we would like to also say, who gives a fuck?
Exactly.
It's just one bad review out of 11.
No so, naughty pictures for you.
So yeah, I know. Why don't you tell us how you really feel?
Oh.
So, if all you other listeners want to get back at Bearfax, go back and leave us a comment, a good one, because that's going to put us down back to 4 stars.
Right on. All right, yeah. So, you know, we can't. Not everybody's going to love us, and we can't please everybody. But it's cool, man. And speaking of not pleasing everybody, we were just talking about. We were just on the phone a little while ago. I was doing some stuff outside. We were talking about telemarketing. I used to be a telemarketer, and so did, Ricky was a door marketer.
I was a 13-year-old paper boy who was looking for nothing but newspaper subscriptions. And then one time, this big, burly man stuck his cock in my mouth. That made me gay, and that's all I ever think about now is newspapers and cum.
Oh, shit.
I'll never forget that smell.
And mouthwash.
Oh, that was my mouthwash. What are you talking
about? Ooh. Was it vanilla flavored?
A little more salty.
A little more mayonnaise. Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, I used to sell Seattle Times, Chicago Tribune, and the Arizona Republic about a mile from my house, and it sucked, man. It's good money, but you sit in a computer all day and you don't do anything on the computer. You just press a button and don't press a button. And I have a problem with trying to sell something that I don't believe in. I mean, I can honestly sell whatever, but I mean, when they tell us, all right, you got to push this, you know, like when I was working at Toys R Us and they tell us we'd have to push these warranties, and sometimes it was a good deal and sometimes it wasn't. It depends on what you were buying. But you know, I can only go so long bullshitting because I don't like to sell something that I wouldn't buy myself, and I don't like to rip off the customer because customers, you know, the only reason these companies exist. So, and I feel like a customer myself, you know, when people rip everybody off. So, anyway, you had to do something like that today, right?
Yeah, I actually had my the thing I've been worried about for like weeks now, but I actually had to do
the STD test.
Well, that came back positive, but we'll talk about that later.
All right, so what?
Let's just say what I have isn't going to go away.
Oh my god!
I'm just kidding.
Remind me to talk about. Well, I'll talk about that in a minute. But go ahead.
I had to do my debate on the in my African World Studies class. I had to do my debate on the traditional African land tenure system and how it helps Africa develop. And mine was the con, so I had to say, or the pro, so, you know, I had to say how it helps it develop, but I don't believe that it helps it to develop. So, but I kicked ass because I got a 19 out of 20 on the on the debate.
Well, that's good. I mean, and see, that's the thing. If, you know, I think if you can do something you don't believe in or talk about something you don't believe in and stand up for it for just a little while, I mean, that's good. But doing it all the time is a different story, you know what I mean? I'm fucking stuttery today, my god. Because I was watching Johnny English, you know, that movie with Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's funny shit, man. But yeah, he stutters a lot, and I picked that up. You ever watch, like, a movie and people all have accents, and then you leave and you end up talking like that?
No.
Or you ever hang out with someone who's, like, British or Australian or have a different accent and you pick it up? I don't know. I used to pick up, like, I used to talk.
No, I'm a Southern cliched person who doesn't know anything. I'm ignorant.
Those are the bare facts. The bare necessities. No, I don't know. I used to have a Canadian friend who was very, like, a boot and, you know.
Oh, I like saying that. A boot.
And A and stuff. He'd say A all the time, you know. He'd be like, so, you know. I can't remember how he used to say it, but I used to pick it up all the time, and I just end up talking like that because we hung out so often. And that's how I am. I mean, if I watch a movie, you know, Johnny English, the whole thing's in England, so it's like after that, you know, I was saying daft and just I just pick it
were
up.
You
it's
saying,
really weird.
Were you saying cork?
Cork. It's rather corky. I can't even do it. The only thing I can do is what I was talking about when I went there with Ryan. And I remember I was telling you I worked at Wendy's and that woman was like, I'll have a Dr. Pepper! That's the only thing I can say because it was so fucking funny.
No, you can
funny,
do Harry Potter too.
Harry Potter!
Harry Potter! Ryan's really good at that. Ryan can do that really good.
You know who's, you know who I need to talk about? Lily Allen. Lily Allen is this British chick. She's very similar to Natasha Bedingfield or like Regina Spektor, that kind of music. It's almost
Regina
like
Sphincter.
Yeah, Regina Sphincter. Yeah, Regina Spektor. Lily Allen's really, really funny. She almost has like this, almost like a little bit of a hip hop feel to her, but not, you know, nothing like Lady Sovereign or anything stupid like that. She's like very hip, very funky, very, very cute. AJ's been all over her lately, and
I thought he was
been listening. Oh well, yeah, but he digs the women, man.
Oh, he does.
He's like Tori Amos.
Oh
my
god!
Oh
my god! New album comes out May 1st. I'm so excited.
Yep. So Lily Allen, anybody who likes Regina Spektor or even Tori Amos or Natasha Bedingfield, I mean, just check her out. She's a very like alternative, not afraid to say anything. She's got balls, man. The first fucking song on the album, which is actually the hit, it's called Smile. I think that's like the only hit I saw.
Put a smile on your face. Oh, that's
vitamin
C,
what you want
right?
to do.
Is that vitamin
yeah,
C?
Yeah, I remember that shit. Yeah, yeah, I think. Yeah, vitamin C is hot, man.
I know. I want hair like
so,
hers.
Lily Allen, the first fucking song on the album, he's like, she's, you know, talking about how some guy, like, fucked her next-door neighbor, and why the fuck did he do that, motherfucker, blah, blah. I mean, she's, like, very raw, but it's all very happy, very, kind of like the way, like, Smash Mouth does their, like, old-sounding music, but it's modern, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, a lot of Smash Mouth songs sound like they're from, like, the 50s or the 60s, but it's, like, new. But, I talked about it on the last show, me and AJ and Veronica went up out to the Hot Springs last weekend, and we listened to that CD like 4 times. But it's really good. Everybody check it out. Lily Allen. And the other thing is that at work, I work with this guy, Rick, who actually, I think he just quit yesterday. He's like, hey, man, I can't do this no more, man. I got to bounce, yo. And it was like,
is that the Puerto Rican guy?
No, he's Mexican and Samoan.
Oh. You remember the joke I wanted to tell you the last week, but I couldn't remember what it was?
Yeah.
Well, I remember it. It's from another podcast, and a Puerto Rican said this joke. How come you don't see Puerto Ricans in Star Trek or Star Wars?
Why?
Because you don't see them working in the future either. I was like, oh, that is horrible.
Oh, shit. You know, it's funny, though, because Star Trek, like, that would probably work better with Star Wars as a joke, because Star Trek is actually... was the first television show to ever have an interracial kiss or relationship.
I know, right?
And so that doesn't really work for that, because it's like, well, you know, they're equal opportunity, too. They're equal fucking species, man. Captain Kirk got with every fucking bitch on every planet in every episode.
The only thing he didn't get with is a guy.
I know. It was like, oh, shit, you're green and you have, like, 8 tentacles, but we can work that out, you know?
Yeah, we can
work
fuck.
It out. And, you know.
We can
yeah,
do it.
Do it. Do it right now. So me and Rick were talking about Justin Timberlake and how I'm just surprised that nobody's come out with some kind of parody song of My Love yet. You know, like Weird Al or something. Because it's such a funny song. I mean, I like the beat. Timbaland is like a great producer. He has an awesome beat. And it makes me want to blast it in my car. But it's like, oh, wait, it's Justin Timberlake. Never mind. Because he's just comical. His voice is so high, and he like comes from this boy band, and it's like, I could see someone coming up with some song like, you know, if I told you I had syphilis, you know, like some kind of sexual theme, because it's just asking for it. It's like, you know, it's like when Gangster's Paradise came out, which is already
I love that song.
Well, yeah, it was good, but it was already a cover of Pastime Paradise, so Weird Al was like, I'm going to make it Amish Paradise, man. And I thought that was hilarious. I mean, it was like, you know, it's a song like that that's like so, that's too serious and too into it is just asking for some kind of parody. So, I don't know, man, that song cracks me up, though. I swear I will.
Hey,
what would you do? Yeah.
Stop it.
He's funny, man. Hey, he's like, because... Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, continue.
I
don't want to be the cliche of... I don't want to be the cliche of the podcast. Oh, please, go ahead.
Why does everybody keep fucking IMing me? That's why it says, away and busy, motherfucker! My God! Anyway, all right, so...
Wow, else? It must be because you're, like, normal.
Yeah, I'm normal and intriguing, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I my claim to fame is my room that I live in. I think that's probably the
Which
coolest thing that I have. I don't know. I don't think I'm.
There's
I mean,
even
I think
stuff.
I'm a pretty. Well, go, no, go what?
There's even stuff on the ceiling, y'all. Don't ask how I know.
I don't know. I don't know. I think everybody's cool to some extent. I don't think anybody's a whole lot cooler than anybody else. Everybody has the potential to be cool. I don't know, I hate when people are like, I'm not cool, just self-loathing people kind of bother me, because it's like, dude,
cool.
Come on, man, I'm a dork too, you know, it's not a big deal.
You are a dork.
And I like the dork too. I like the big whale penis.
I want to go over some of the emails that we got.
I like to suck it like a cucumber, man. I cut it up like a chalupa, Holmes. You should try it, man. It's spicy and good, is it?
Is it? Is it?
Is it? Oh, shit. All right, so emails.
Do you want to read them?
Emails. No, go ahead.
Oh, we have to do a soundbite. That would be awesome.
Yeah. Emails.
Go ahead. Emails. You have to make it like a Foul Monkeys kind of thing.
Oh, you know what? Here we go. Here's another contest real quick.
Okay.
Uber Nostrum. If anybody can tell me what that's from, saying, you know, I'll give you something, man. I don't know. I got to think of something to give people.
Will peel something off the wall and give it to you.
Yeah, man. I'll send you to something. I'll ask you what you like because I have everything. And I'll mail it to you. But if you can tell me what that's from, it's good. So remember, Uber Nostrum. It's from this really funny thing.
Can I discuss one thing
that
you got me for Valentine's Day?
Oh, you can discuss all of it. We didn't even talk about that, did we?
No. Herb sent me in the mail an original cassette from 1986 of a He-Man story adventure.
It came with one of those like read and speak along books, but I lost the book a long time ago, but I still had the tape, and Ricky was like, oh, well, you know, I love He-Man, so I sent him in because I haven't listened to that since I was a kid. So
when you come visit, we'll listen to it.
It's so fucking funny. It's like listening to the episode of a show, to an episode of the show. It's like so overdone and like really gay and Skeletor, you know, it's like really bad, but it's cool. When I sent it to you and we were talking on the phone, you know, if anybody knows, because I haven't looked at eBay and I don't know, but I have some old memorabilia. I mean, I have some old stuff. I have a one of those like read and speak books of Transformers, but instead of a tape, it comes with a 45 speed record, and I have the same one for the Star Wars too. So I'm pretty sure those are worth some kind of money because, you know, you don't see those anywhere anymore. Nobody uses record players, you know, unless you're a DJ. So, I don't know. I'd be willing to sell them because I like Transformers and I like Star Wars, but I've never been a geek about stuff like that. I was much more into video games than I was into comics or characters. So, but yeah, if anybody can look that up, man, leave a voicemail, comment, foulmonkeys.com. foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You almost fucked up. You better be glad you recovered. Recover this.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd love to know how much that kind of thing would go by. Or if anybody wants to buy it, I'm pretty sure Bobo would probably be interested in that.
Right.
Because he's all over that shit.
Bobo
Dreams.
So anyway, we got an email back from Bob after we talked about, you know, him on the show. Oh, whoops, I'm about to read the part that I wrote to him. He right. said, thanks for mentioning me on the show. I loved it. Remember when you said everyone loves it when we mentioned him on the show?
Right.
Except for Bearfax. I hope he likes it. Maybe he'll never hear it again.
Yeah, he's getting more airtime than anybody.
I know, right?
Bearfax of life.
He said, even though I think Herb called me over 40 years old, thanks again for leaving out the stupid stuff. Plus, I put a pic of myself on the Frapper map. So everybody go to the Frapper map, sign up, and look for Bob. He's really cute.
Where is he from?
North Carolina.
Oh, right on. Yeah, that state rocks. Good deal.
And then we got an email from Kyle. Remember I told you that I thought it was originally him that was from Kentucky? And he was a longtime listener?
Yeah, see, I talked to him, and we like got him and JD confused like Dusty because they're
right,
both
but they know each other too, like online.
Oh really?
Yeah, I was talking to him. He said he knows him.
Oh, okay, that's crazy. Yeah, he's really cool though. Well, JD is too, and then Kyle, I talked to him. He's real cool, man.
I know.
He's
I
like
think
you have a hot voice.
That's exactly what he said in the email. He said, just want to let you know, guys know I'm caught up on all the shows. Also, Ricky, I signed the Frapper map, so be happy. And I'm expecting a shout out. He said. And he put BTW. You know you hate internet lingo.
Mm-hmm. By so let's the give way, him a shout out.
Herb has a
K
hot voice.
To the Y to the L E from Kentucky, Kyle. I don't know.
That was so stereotypical, cliche, gay.
That was like so gay. Oh my god. But we just had to make a shout out because he's like the cutest guy ever, and he talked to me like forever, and he's like a big fan and shit, and he's on the motherfucking Batman map, motherfucker.
Right.
I can't talk that fast anymore. It kills me.
But anyway, he said he might be working on the website also for us because, you know, he's a graphic designer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I talked to him about that. His website designs are really cool.
I know. I saw it.
So
he said it only took him 10 minutes to do that first one.
But yeah, we didn't really talk about it the last episode, even though the last one was, it was just after Valentine's Day, but we didn't really talk about it, but really late, I know. Everybody happy Valentine's Day.
Right.
I think we already said that, but I want to say thank you, Ricky. You are so sweet. And,
you're welcome.
I love you very much.
Do you want to tell everybody what I got you?
Yeah, Ricky got me a Build-A-Bear Skater Bear. He's really cute. He has these ridiculously crazy mirror glasses like the ones I have from the dollar store. And he's a skateboard, and he has these bear boxers underneath his pants, and he smells really good. And Ricky got me so much candy, man. I'm gonna have a couple trips to the dentist this year.
The package I sent you it was 18 pounds, and I'm pretty sure about 15 pounds of it was candy.
Yeah, and my mom got up some stuff too. He put together this picture that we took when we went up to Jerome, which is in northern Arizona, a really, really cool small town. And I was like holding up this flower. We put the picture on Foul Monkeys before, but
you'll see it.
Yeah, he framed it and he like put it in this really cool frame where it's right in the middle, and then there's a bunch of empty space around it with no matting. So it's all glass and then like the black outline, and it looks so fucking cool. I was like in love with it. So I had a really good Valentine's Day, and it was just really nice to know that somebody, even miles away, is thinking of me, and it was really nice, so thank you, honey. Aww.
And I got candy, and I got a red.
You got a bunch of stuff, man.
And I got another foul monkey, because I think that you sent me another monkey. Oh, maybe we should, let me go get it so you can hear what it says. Hold on for a second. Talk while I'm getting it.
Yeah, so I've been sending him some monkeys, so we'll have like a little foul monkey collection, and then once I get there, you know, we can take some pictures of the monkeys and have them as like, you know, the foul monkeys, like the whole group. And I thought that would be a cool idea. And one of them has a big FM written on his belly that I had. Yeah, and the other one whistles like you're hot. So yeah, I found that
when
I was working.
That hot boy that's waiting outside for me.
He's furry and pink, and he has sunglasses. He's cute.
Yeah, and he says, "Squeeze me, daddy." Uh-huh. I was being stereotypical.
Yeah, I think you added that in there.
Yeah. So we also had another person. Oh, and thank you very much for my gift. It was really nice.
No problem, sir.
And it smelled real good. It smelled real good.
What else did I give you? I gave you candy. I gave you that. Candy, I gave you the.
You gave me your old Walmart badge.
Oh, yeah.
You gave me the exploding eyeball.
Right. Yeah, everybody remember those eyeballs that you could, like, roll across the surface, but they would still look up? Yeah, I don't know if anybody remembers, but those got recalled and, like, kind of banned up from kit stores because the solution inside of them to make sure the ball stays smooth inside of the plastic ball is alcohol-based.
My ball stays smooth.
Oh, yeah. Especially on the inside. So they figured out that if you threw that in a fire, like a battery, it would explode. So they took them off the market. And I don't understand why they couldn't, you know, I mean, it's like, well, should we ban, you know, those little compasses that people have in their RVs too? It's the same shit, you know? I don't know. I guess kids don't play with those. Huh?
Why don't they just fill it up with water? It'll still float.
Yeah, I don't know. I think over time, well, the thing is, over time, bacteria will grow in there, I believe. Why it's alcohol. I don't know. I mean, I guess.
So we also had somebody else write us an email. This is Justin.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I wish.
If I told you I was pregnant.
If I told you I was from Oklahoma City.
What would you do?
Anyway.
So Justin's from Oklahoma City. He's also on LJ as Loopy Cub.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him all over the LJ community is talking about, you're hot, I want to suck your cock.
What?
You look good enough to eat.
Shut up.
Not to me, just a random hot guy.
Does he really?
I don't know, I'm just being silly. Oh. I know I've seen him, though, but I don't blame him. I think he's made, I don't think he's made comments as explicit as that, but I just felt like being silly.
He said he's currently single, and he listens to the podcast off and on these days. Off and on aren't good enough. Anyway, but you guys are doing a good job.
Thank you.
And I like his little signature. It says, questions will be asked and destroyed by answers. And answers are in capital letters.
Wow.
And then we got all kinds of stuff. So then Cincy Cub makes a comment on our website.
Holy crap.
What?
Somebody just called me and it was like the loudest thing ever.
Called you on Skype?
No, called me on Yahoo. I gotta get offline. There we go.
Who was it? Was it some slut boy?
Yeah, my ears are still hurting. No, it's this guy Pablo who's like into me and stuff.
Oh, I know Pablo.
Yeah.
Anyway, going forward.
Yeah, keep going. I'm sorry. That was
so funny. Cincy Cub, he puts a comment on our website. It said, "Oh my god, her Bear 401 is not just for sex. I used to think that many years ago, but only signed up when I realized it wasn't. Because I don't look for sex on the internet. Nope, no sirree." We know what kind of dirty boy he is. He's a dirty boy.
I know. He's an innocent looking boy, but it's like,
he's a dirty boy.
But,
and we also got a phone call.
Did we play that?
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just joking. I was like, who the fuck is that?
We know who it is. Oh, maybe we have a contest and see if anybody else can guess who it is besides the person that called in.
Okay. We already have like 5 contests running, right?
I know, right? No, we're not going to have a contest on this. We still only have 2 entries for the bumper stickers. What the fuck, people? What the fuck, man, is wrong with you people?
Make us some bumper stickers.
Do you not love us? Am I that cliche that you can't make a fucking bumper sticker for me?
No, it's because we're not offering them sex and they want that or nothing at all.
Well, we can do that if we get a fucking bumper sticker. You said anything for the show, Herb. Anything.
Oh, my God.
You said anything.
I'll do anything for Foul Monkeys. Anything! That should be a drop right there. But, all right, so we'll play it. Let's go.
Here's the call. Here we go. Whoops. Fucked it up. Here we go.
Wee! No! Mommy, put in my hair. He started it. Wee!
I wonder if they're implying someone's being a baby.
Hello. Hey, Foul Monkeys, just fucking being stupid.
So that was someone being stupid. I wonder who that was.
That was someone singing a Nirvana song that I can't stand.
I liked Nirvana back in the day.
I loved Nirvana, but not that song.
You know what's funny? There was this kid in high school. Because, you know, Nirvana came out like right when I got into high school, or like right afterwards.
Yeah.
So, you know, we would be listening to it. And so we were in the library one day and we asked this guy to go, "Hey, do you like Nirvana?" And the guy goes, "Who is she?"
I don't know, man. Girls do have some crazy names, man. Those African names, Tequila and Shaquanda and Daishiki and
Acorn. Quandas.
Don't even get me started on Akon again.
You mean Acorn?
Yeah.
What's
up?
We gotta go over the Frapper Map people. Did we do that?
Yeah. No, we didn't do it, but we can. Let's go.
I think we started and then we didn't do it because we're like random and junk.
Oh, totally.
So we have new Frapper Map people. We have Kyle in Kentucky. He joined. We have Mr. Green in New Mexico.
Mr. Green.
You know who that is?
No, but
he's
I like
on LiveJournal. He's a chaser.
I like that, though. Mr. Green, Mr. Blue, Mr. Yellow, and Mr. Red. Good deal.
And we had somebody in Nuremberg, Germany sign up. I don't know who it is, though. Snogger.
Wait, isn't that your friend?
No, he's in a different part of Germany, but he added his picture, Andreas.
Okay. I was like, oh, it's all Germany, whatever.
And then, then Snogger joined. Yay! He's cool. The one that Snogger hooked us up cool, with the man. Photo or the drawing.
Yeah, Snogger is way cool.
And then we had someone in England sign up.
Cool, really?
But it just says the city and the country. So we need you to email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and let us know who you are. Everyone that's anonymous on the map, make yourself not anonymous so you can get a bumper sticker.
Yeah, man. And then, we'll send you shit.
And then email us and tell us who the fuck you are. So, and I have one more announcement.
What's
Go
that?
To podcastpickle.com. Look for our website. Or, I'm sorry, not our website, but our... Fuck.
Our name, right?
Yeah, do a search for Foul Monkeys. And bookmark that page, because every time someone bookmarks it, it puts us at the top of the list, and then people can see us more.
Right.
That's all that I have. What about you, Herbalicious?
Right after this, I'm going to go out with my friend Lisa, who is a friend of mine on LiveJournal. I met her like once or twice, and we talked for a long time, and we just never hung out. So I think we're going to go to the tattoo shop, because I'm thinking of getting a couple more tattoos.
No, don't get a tattoo tonight.
Oh, well, not tonight. I don't have enough money for that shit. I have like $400 to my name right now.
You should get a tattoo when you come to Florida.
Yeah, but I don't know the artist there.
I can tell you who's cool. Who's good.
I'm just joking.
Really? Oh, what are you trying to say?
I thought asshole. You got your tattoos in Virginia.
No, I got the two on my legs I got in Virginia, but the one on my neck I got in Florida. Mm-hmm.
Well, that one's hot, but yeah, if anybody hasn't seen the backside of Ricky, well, that's hot too. But if anybody hasn't seen Ricky's neck, it is fucking hot. I usually am not really a huge fan of astrology. I mean, I think it's fun and I think it's interesting, but I just never really got into it. And I'm a Cancer, but I don't like live by the name or anything. But and I think too many people have astrological tattoos, but the one that Ricky has is like, wow, that's a cool tattoo. It looks so fucking good on your neck. It's like perfect. It like
is
fits
it,
exactly.
Is it? Let me say this. Is it to it's, hotness?
It's herbalicious. That's what it is. It's A to the E. It's the R. So yeah, I like it a lot. I think it's great.
Thank you.
But yeah, I'm thinking of getting. Well, I think I talked
don't
about
tell your, in... Don't tell your plan. Everybody else will get it because we're famous podcast stars.
Oh, please.
And then people will be going around saying, talking about, my name's Herb.
Nobody can be as skinny or as goofy as my ass.
I know, right?
I know, right? No, I'm thinking of, I'm a real big fan of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and they have this song called Carry On, and they have a line that goes, rejoice, rejoice, we have no choice but to carry on. And I want that on me. I've always loved that song. I've always loved that band since I was a little kid. I still listen to them like weekly. They come on at work at the on the classic rock station, and I'm just like the only one that's singing along with it because I know that shit. And it's great. And I don't know, that line has always kind of been really important to me, and I just always thought it should be on me. So
I'll lay it down on you.
Oh, you'll lay it down. You'll fucking skin graft that shit. and then I really have some kind of relationship with the number 56. I don't know where it comes from. I've just always been a fan. I love it. I see it everywhere I go. It's my thing. So I wanted to get that on me somewhere in Roman numerals, which would be LVI. And yeah, those are the two tattoos that I'm thinking of getting. I also, well, far in the future, I'm not going to get a sleeve, but I'm going to get this thing that, like, creeps along the back of my left shoulder and goes over my arm. but not that low because
those were scary.
I don't know, man. People that have sleeves are cool, and I know some people like that. But it's like, dude, to me, it's like, dude, that limits yourself. I know, tattoos, you know, rebellious, yeah, rebel yell, you know, Johnny Rotten, you know, it's about, you know, saying I don't give a fuck, and this is me, and this is what's on my skin. But it's like you kind of have to play the society game sometimes, and to me, life is already, you know, can be very difficult as it is for everybody. So to me, it's like, well, why make it harder on myself by getting some huge tattoo that stretches all over my entire body? Right, exactly. So to me, it's like, I'm just going to make it go down to like my bicep because I don't want to have trouble getting a job, especially, you know, when I'm done with college. It's like, I don't want them to say no because I have a tattoo, which I know that's becoming more accepting nowadays, but it's like, I just think, you know, tattoos are not about attention, and, you know, maybe it was at some time, but to me, it's just like, I'd rather play it smart and not, you know, not limit myself to being an auto mechanic, a tattoo artist, or a rock star. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go pretty far with tattoos. Fucking manager of Walmart has a whole sleeve that he rolls out all the time, but I don't know. That's not something for me. So that's something else I want to get in the future. But all this is going to cost a bunch of money. So I'm not going to do anything real anytime soon, I don't think. But I just want to go there and get some ideas and look at some fonts and stuff, and or maybe I'll just write it myself. I don't know.
Okay.
So that's going to be my nights. And we got anything else?
And I'm going to bed.
Uh huh.
That's all that I have. We're at 47 minutes, so let's go ahead and end it.
Alrighty. Everybody, thank you for listening, and thank you for liking and or not liking, because we get more attention that way anyway. This has been episode 80. Go to foulmonkeys.com or myspace.com/foulmonkeys, or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com, or call us at, what's that number, Ricky?
206-984-FOUL.
Our...
And I don't want to get that mixed up with the little fatty cast number, because they seem to think whenever there's a pause right before the number... It's because everybody thinks that, or they think that everybody is trying to actually memorize their number instead and say their number instead of our own, which is like 206 something something six fat. I can't remember what it is.
So just as a quick review, never buy something new. Never be a telemarketer. Never try to steal from Walmart when you work there. Make fun of Justin Timberlake and listen to Lily Allen.
Oh my God, don't be like stereotypical. With Shay and boring. Because no one does boring. Especially
no one does it better.
Especially Bar Fox. I mean, he obviously has the fox of life.
The fox of life. The fox of life. That's what Chewbacca says. All right, guys. Have a good night, day, week, month. We'll see you next week.
Good night, people. Bye.
Peace.
We now interrupt your regularly scheduled podcast for this breaking news. We now send you over to our reporter on scene, Yuhang Solo.
We are on the beach in Galveston, Texas. In all of my years of reporting, I have never seen anything like this before. We have bears everywhere on the beach. I have with me the Island Animal Control Officer, Chubbyho.
Dude, that's like Lieutenant Cubbyho.
Oh, sorry, Lieutenant Cubbyho.
Yeah, whatever. I want to totally assure everyone that these bears are, like, no danger to anyone. They're in town for the annual Bear Watch event held here in Galveston.
So, is this a yearly event?
Dude, did you not freaking hear me? Yeah, it's held every year. The bears are in town from May 18th through the 20th for a leisurely weekend of frolicking on the beach and swinging in the surf.
Thank you, Officer Chubbyho.
Dude, it's Cubbyho, loser. Oh,
sorry, Cubbyho. I wish this was a video podcast so you guys could see it. We have bears, muscle bears, cubs, chasers, otters, manatees, and admirers. Let me see if I can get one of the bears to talk to us. Excuse me, sir. Would you mind answering some questions about Bear Watch for our podcast?
Woof. Anything for the podcast listeners. By the way, I'm barely gay on all those bear chat sites. Hit me up.
What can you tell me about this event? Oh, by the way, nice belly there.
Well, this is Bear Watch 8, a white trash weekend. It is a fun and bear-filled event that includes a night at the bar, a big breakfast, and a beach party with lunch included. To top it all off, you have a dinner and the famous pool party. And if you think it's hot to see bears and Speedos on a beach, wait until the pool party when things get really, bear.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of fun. How can one register for Bear Watch?
All the information is listed on the website at www.bearwatch.net. It will give you all the details on the event. You can also see who else is attending the event and chat or email them.
So I can just go to www.bearwatch.net to register, pay, and get my hookup on? I mean, meet the other attendees?
Yes, it is easy as that. Hey, you! With a plumber's crack! Yeah, you! Meet me in the water. Hey, I gotta go.
Okay.
Something's coming up.
Okay.
Stop by my room later. Uh-huh. I'm at the host hotel. In at the water park. You know it? Room 107.
Oh, sure thing. Well, it looks like we have the story for Bear Watch 8. For more info, go to www.bearwatch.net. This is Yu Hang Solo. See you at Bear Watch.